Everybody remembers that this maimer is about Midas Adina, Midas Arachami. And he starts off the maimer talking about Atzilus. At the beginning of the maimer, he talks about Atzilus, Kol Anikra B'Shmi, V'Lechredi, B'Rosta B'Tzadi B'Fasisiv. So L'Shmi V'Lechredi goes on Atzilus. And I discussed with you a little bit what Atzilus means. And basically what I told you is Atzilus is not Atzmus, Atzilus is not an Eibishter, Atzilus is an Oilam. But Atzilus is an Oilam that reveals the Eibishter in as much as Eibishter is able to be revealed. So Atzilus is not Midas Adin, Fakert. Atzilus is Midas Arachman. It's the Beros of Yitzatim Afasisiv. It's the lower three worlds. The lower three worlds are created through Midas Adin. So how would you translate B'tchila Olam Machshav Livus Eila Midas Adin? And when the Eibishter made the worlds, he made them in Oivna Midas Adin. In other words, besides for Atzilus, Atzilus is a world taka where the Eibishter is revealed. But on the worlds other than Atzilus, where the Eibishter is hidden at least to some degree, this is the creation of Midas Adin. This is what the Rebbe is going to discuss. In other words, when you go through the Maimer, until the top of page Lamed Dalet, you're talking about Atzilus, and about 11 lines into the page, if you can open up page Lamed Dalet quickly, he says at the very beginning of the line, V'kolzeh, page Lamed Dalet, about 10 or 11 or 12 lines into the page, he says, V'kolzeh o'elam Atzilus, this is all talking about Atzilus, shalzeh ne'mekol hanikra b'shmi, and the Rebbe said that shmi means ha'ara, a reflection, shubachin says, pashlis ha'ara b'itzaf ha'maitzu, shahari gamkin elukus mamish, and so on and so forth. And then two lines after that, the line that begins with the word Belakus, it says, Ach Ba'elam is Biyah, and the worlds of Biyah, Hey Nivroim, the creations are Nivroim, Bechinas Yeshud, Vol Mamesh, that are separated from the Rebshta. Shari Bechinas Musa Lakus. In other words, the idea of Midas Hadin, which is the focus of our Maimer, begins in Elma Briyah. And as you probably already know, there's two Briyahs, right? Just like there's two Atzilas, there's two Briyahs. There's Briyah the Klaus and Briyah the Pratus. Briyah the Klaus is Ak, after the Tzimtzum Harishon. And Briyah the Pratus is after Atzilus. Both of those worlds are the beginning of Midas Hadin. Yeah. What is the mashal he gives for it? Anybody? What is the mashal he gives? Who's holding by Lamed Dalet? Who else to Yashi? So, who else to Amesh Avram? Avram Amesh, I'm sorry. How far? So what's the marshal? What is the marshal for El Mabriya, huh? One word, what did you say? Dibur. Where are you holding, Moshe? Okay, the marshal for Tzimtzum is Dibur, is speech. Right? So I want to push say one quote about Dibur. There's like a Valdika Arichas over here about Dibur. The Arichas about Dibur goes on, I don't know, for 8 pages or something like that. And it's a Gishmake Sugi, it's a nice Sugi, it's an involved Sugi about Dibur. But I want to say one little Nakuda about Dibur, a very Balabatish thought about Dibur. Ubehegdim. I want to tell you a rule, or a couple of rules, all of which you're going to have in this Maimed at a certain point or another. Number one. What'd you say?
Teabag.
Yeah, no, I'm not falling asleep. Okay, we'll do this quick and we'll have to probably go back to this and explain it. Point number one is like this. You should know like this. You have a nefesh. The nefesh is an atzmi, right? What is the meaning of the word atzmi? Atzmi has a lot of fancy meanings. But one of the meanings of the word atzmi is its existence is by itself, or for itself. An atzmi means something which exists in relationship with itself. A nefesh is an atzmi. Nefesh is a thing, is an essence, to use that meaningless word, that exists to itself and by itself and with itself and for itself, and there's nothing besides the nefesh. Okay. Now, in as much as a nefesh is an atmi, a nefesh has no shaykhis to anything other than itself, naturally, logically, right? But the Eibishter wants the nefesh to have a shaykhis to another thing. The purpose of the nefesh is to have a shaykhis to another thing, namely the nefesh is supposed to come into a guf. Nefesh is supposed to live in the world. So there has to be what's called giluye ha-nefesh. The nefesh has to reveal itself. If the nefesh is not going to reveal itself, then the nefesh is not going to be able to exist in relationship to anything else. So let's start over that one more time. The nefesh by itself is an atmi, it exists in relationship with itself. But the nefesh is supposed to function, it's supposed to exist in the world or in worlds. And as a result, it's necessary for the nefesh to have giluye ha-nefesh. Nefesh has to express itself. So there's a few things you have to know about the giluye ha-nefesh, about the expressions of the nefesh. Rule number one, every giluye ha-nefesh requires oisius. Every time the nefesh speaks, every time the nefesh reveals, everything the nefesh gives, anything else, there has to be some kind of oisius, some kind of letters that reveal the giluye ha-nefesh. You'll learn in Chassidus, there's a lot of levels to the nefesh. There's what's called the Tainug, there's Ratzon, there's Chochmah, there's Bina, there's Midas. Each level of the nefesh has to have oisius ha-nefesh. If there's not going to be oisius ha-nefesh, the nefesh is not going to be able to reveal itself. The reason why this is, there's a lot of reasons why it is, but one of the reasons it is because oisius are a tzimtzum. What do letters do? Letters give a form to something. Letters create images, forms of something. You want to express something, the letters tell you how to express it. Every form reveals, as you'll learn in the Maamar, the word oisius is from the word osa, to come, to arrive, to be revealed. But letters also conceal. When you reveal something, you're revealing something specific and not other things. So anytime the nefesh expresses itself, anytime the nefesh reveals itself, it has to be through a form that on the one hand reveals the nefesh, and on the other hand, it also conceals over the nefesh. In other words, if you would make the argument that the nefesh is ein-sof, the nefesh is infinite, whether that's true or not, there's another question. For the nefesh to come out of itself, the nefesh has to be made less, has to be reduced, has to be made more mitzumtzum in order for it to be revealed. And therefore, every level of gili, any type of gili, a nefesh has to come through oisius. I'm going to talk about Hashem in a subsequent shiur. I'll elaborate on this much, much more. There's a very interesting concept called Hanefesh Meleya Oisius. You can have it, I believe, on page Lamed Vav. No. Page Lamed Ches. Hanefesh Meleya Oisius. The soul is full of letters. There's a reason why this is. Letters don't happen by themselves. Letters have to be, so to speak, have to exist. Hanefesh Meleya Oisius. In the Etzem Hanefesh, there's already a whole bunch of oisius. Another thing you have to know about oisius is, there's different types of oisius. There's oisius that the nefesh uses to express tainug, there's oisius that the nefesh uses to express ratzon, there's oisius that the nefesh uses to express chachma and bina and so on. Everyone has their own oisius. This maimir doesn't talk about all those fancy oisius. This maimir simply talks about oisius hadibur, the letters of speech. And how speech is a gavaldik tzimtzum. So I want us to touch on this. You know that there's many different levels of the nefesh. Every single level of nefesh has different oisius, but deeper is different. And I'm going to ask you a question. You seem to be the only one who got far enough. Levi Vuhalstu, how far is not too far? I don't know, what page is that? So maybe you can tell me. What is the difference between oisius hadibur and all the other oisius in the nefesh? But let me qualify my question again. I just told you a few things. I said, number one, a nefesh is infinite. Anytime a nefesh has to reveal itself, it has to have some kind of oisius, otherwise the revelation won't take place. Huh? They're passive. You don't feel their interference. True, true. Someone else can hear, but I'm looking for a specific, what you're saying is true. What else can you tell me about oisius ha-dibur, that separate dibur from all other oisius, to use what the Rebbe says in the Maimer, that explains why when the Eibishter created the world, he created the world with dibur and not with anything else. Everything that you're saying is true, but can you? You're right. Come in. I'll tell you what you're saying. Let me push the pshat. What you're saying, okay? You cannot reveal anything without words. In other words, when you have an experience, you feel something, when you understand something, when you have a pleasure from something, there has to be a form, there has to be oisius, through which you're relating to that thing, through which you're experiencing that thing. What separates dibur rabbeisai from machshava is one very basic, simple thing, and that is, when you're thinking, you're talking to yourself. When you're speaking, you're talking to somebody else. What's the difference between when you're talking to yourself and when you're talking to somebody else? In simple words, when you're talking to yourself, you understand yourself. When you're learning a Maimei Chassidus, yeah, and you're thinking over an Inyan, as long as you understand yourself, you understand yourself. I mean, that's how people are. When a person is sitting and thinking a concept, since the concept exists only in their own head, and they're thinking, so to speak, they're communicating with themselves, so the way they talk to themselves is not important as long as they understand what they're saying to themselves. You will find, and I believe I mentioned this to you at the beginning of the year, sometimes, that when you are thinking for yourself, you have to slow yourself down. You will find that. You'll find that one of the arts, one of the keys to success in Limud, is the ability to organize your thoughts. And sometimes when you're organizing your thoughts, you have to say to yourself, I have to slow down, I'm mixing myself up, I'm going too fast, my own good. That's almost like talking to yourself, it's true. The distinction of Oisiyas HaDibur, Meishimatchai, the distinction of Oisiyas HaDibur, what's that Dibur? I'm talking to you. When I'm talking to you, what I want to say I already know. I know what I want to talk about. What I don't know is how I could say it to you in a way that you'll understand what I'm saying. And therefore, when a person is speaking, when a person is a public speaker, a person is a teacher, a person is a chvesin tvas, a person is a public speaker, what's he doing when he's preparing his speech? Of course he has to prepare the ideas, but the ideas he knows already. The chush of public speaking, the chush of communication, is not about the inyonim that the person is going to talk about. It's the oisius that the person is going to use. What makes speech different than thought and then all the higher levels in the nefesh is that when I am speaking to you, I'm trying to figure out not what to say, but how to say it. While I'm thinking, my concern is not how I'm going to say it, but what I'm going to think about. In other words, when I'm talking to myself, I don't worry about how I sound to myself, I just want to make sure I understand myself. When I'm talking to you, what it is I understand, I know already. The whole priority in Dibur is the words I'm going to use to get the message across. I heard from Ayid years and years ago, who told me that in public speaking, they always tell you, people who study public speaking, and this is really antithetical to any person who has any integrity, but this is what they tell you, in public speaking, always sacrifice form for substance. You know, every speech, until you make a speech, there's substance. What's substance? The tachin of your speech, what you're going to say. And form is how you're going to say it. In public speaking, they tell you, be meiser, give up some of the teichen so it should sound better. Always sacrifice substance for form. We don't believe that, of course. As people who try to aspire to have a shachas mit nemes, we would never sacrifice substance for form. But that's what speech is. Speech is a medium of form. What makes speech different is that the idea of speech is not what I'm saying, but how I'm saying it. Mashenkin and machshava. When I'm thinking for myself, the priority is not how I'm saying it, but what I'm saying. For example, sometimes you're sitting and learning, and words blurt out of your mouth. And Yehud says, what? And you say, nothing, nothing. No, but you said something. What did you say? Nothing, nothing. What just happened? You were thinking in your head, and the words that came out of your head, they came out of your mouth. But they're not oisiyas hadibur, they're oisiyas hamachshava. They're letters of thought. What's the difference between oisiyas hamachshava and oisiyas hadibur? Oisiyas hamachshava, I'm so concentrated on the idea that the words are not important. How the words sound, or what the words look like, and how the words come together to make normalcy is immaterial. It doesn't matter. Why? Because what matters is the concepts that I'm thinking. So when somebody else hears me speaking, I say, I'm crazy. A few words tumbled out of my mouth. There's no middle, there's no beginning, there's no end. What's going on in my head? I'm thinking a concept. The concept is going very fast. And perhaps the concept is even very organized. The few words that come out of my mouth, even if I would say HSM Machshava, are disconnected thoughts. I said, forget it. Make believe I didn't say anything. Or with Chavrusa Shteitzu, he wants to know what I said, so I have to stop. And I have to think. And I have to give him a 15-minute lecture to repeat what came out in a few words. Why? Because when you're talking to somebody else, it's not the idea that's the problem. The idea is part of the problem. The difficulty in talking to somebody else is to find the words with which to say it. That's what separates Dibur from all the earlier levels of communication. That in the levels of communication above Dibur, since I'm communicating with myself, the oisis are bottle. It's not important. When I'm talking to somebody else, the priority becomes the oisis. What matters is the words, almost as much as the ideas that I'm communicating. So the Rebbe says, Dibur becomes a mashal for creation. By the way, it's a simplification. The Dibur is a mashal for creation, is a simplification. I'll be talking about this Mitzvah Shem and the Shiurim in the future weeks. But at least as much as this morning is concerned. When the Eibishter created the world, he spoke. Why? It's not just because the Eibishter created the world. Before the Eibishter created the world was one with him. Now that the Eibishter world created the world goes out of him. That's also true. The reason we describe creation as being speech is because in speech, the oisius, the words, the letters, the chitzenius are more important than the eid. So what does that mean practically? It means that there's an enormous tzimtzum. One of the greatest tzimtzum that exists is the difference between how a person thinks something and how a person says something. There's an expression which we had talk in the Maimer last year, Vidata Moskva. Tavna deliba lekasva inchi. What's that? Tavna deliba lekasva inchi. What's going on in your head, the thoughts, the edelkeit of the svaris, cannot possibly come out in Eisius HaDibur. You may recall last year we had a very interesting moshel that the Gemara says, I'm trying to avoid the sun here, that the Gemara says that when the Sanhedrin had a case, and ain't done a din nefashas balav, not a lot of paskin, a halacha about din nefashas at night, what would the Sanhedrin do? They would sit a whole night and talk it over. So I did have in the Maimir, but they had two seifim, two scribes, two stenographers as they call them today, that shakeifim, divri habachayim, divri habazakim. They write the words of those who are prosecuting, and they write the words of those who are defending, so they could just come in the morning and look inside and read what they said. Why do they have to stay up a whole night and think over the speech? And the answer is, because whenever people speak, there's the part of the speech that doesn't come down in words. Which part of the speech does not come down in the words? The edos, the part of the speech. When you have a svara, and you want to argue it, you put it into words, there's a certain feel of that svara that it just can't be put into words. In your machshava you can feel it. In words you cannot. Why? Huh? They would sit and talk over the case to keep their minds fresh, to truly remember what it was that they felt when they gave their psak din, right? Sanhedrin were a big court. Every member of the Sanhedrin had to give a psak din, had to give his paskin. So if it came closer to evening and people were developing their shittas, their opinions about how they should paskin, and then the night fell and they were about to give a psak din, but they couldn't paskin at night, so they waited till the morning and each one would say his opinion. But a whole night they stayed up and talked about their opinions. Why? Because if one guy said chayev and the other guy said zakai, one guy said chayev and the other guy said he's not chayev, the real reasons for why each one held his position cannot be put in the Eisius HaDibur. Dibur is a gevaldike tzimtzum. The reason Dibur is a gevaldike tzimtzum is because when I'm speaking to you. And when I'm talking to you, more important than the ideas that I'm communicating is the words that I'm using. That's why creation is compared to speech. When the Eibishter created the world, he spoke as we spoke. He created a form, a level of giving over where the chitzenius is more important than the pnimius, where the words themselves become more important than the Eir Dechayas Eliki. When Eibishter created the world, there's two parts of the world, right? There's the Guf of the world, and there's the Neshama of the world. There's the Chur B'chaymer of the world, and there's the Tzur of the world. The idea of the Eibishter having created the world with Dibur is that the Eibishter created the world in such a tzimtzum where the chitzenius becomes more important than the pnimius. Okay, I will be mamshach ananda. I just wanted to just share with you one thing.